It's finally official. Legal marijuana sales in New Jersey will be starting this Thursday, April 21st. This was announced this past Thursday. State Cannabis Regulatory Commission will be issuing licenses to the 7 medical marijuana dispensaries, also known as alternative treatment centers. They'll be also able to sell recreational marijuana, again, starting this Thursday. Now, this doesn't mean you can, you know, meet us in the back of the Walmart and do a little private dealing. No. You have to go to these 7 treatment centers, which are already cleared to sell adult-use cannabis at 13 locations across the state. But now it's up to each one of them to decide when those want to open. Those alternative treatment centers have been approved to sell recreational cannabis at their medical marijuana sites. They're in Belmar, Edgewater Park, Bloomfield, Patterson, Phillipsburg, Maplewood, Rochelle Park, Elizabeth Lawrence, Williamstown, and Egg Harbor. Under the Cannabis Regulatory Commission guidelines, registered patients can purchase up to 3 ounces of medical marijuana or cannabis product from an alternative treatment center every 30 days, though dosage is directed by the authorizing healthcare provider. For recreational users, you can get up to an ounce in a single transaction when the licensed dispensaries again open this Thursday. People on the commission stress that alternative treatment centers will be required to meet social equity standards. They said that includes providing technical knowledge to new cannabis businesses, most notably social equity applicants. The approved centers, their satellite shops, will be the only facilities at least selling cannabis initially to both the medical and recreational market in New Jersey until smaller cultivators, given conditional approval by the panel, can get their operations moving and built out. Commission already has approved 102 conditional licenses for smaller cultivators and manufacturers, many of which are of diverse ownership, I guess would be the term. Could take up to a year for these operations to start selling marijuana. The commission had hesitated in approving the larger alternative treatment centers on March 24th for fear there not be enough marijuana to handle both the medical and the recreational demand. Commission members vowed to keep a close watch on this. Among the safeguards put in place to protect the patient population, if an expanded ATC fails to continue to provide adequate patient access and supply compliant with the statute and regulations, that ATC shall be fined $10,000 per day, and if access or supply is uncorrected in 7 days, CRC staff recommend the commission move to suspend its license. If you forget the history about this, then candidate Phil Murphy for governor campaigned for the office on legalizing recreational marijuana. That was back in 2017. And after voters approved a referendum in 2020, governor signed the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Enforcement Assistance and Marketplace Modernization Act into law. That was February 22nd of last year. So this makes New Jersey now among 16 states that have fully legalized adult-use marijuana. What was the first? Nope, Washington State. That was 2012. Massachusetts and Maine are now the only other East Coast states that allow recreational marijuana sales. State Senate President Nicholas Cottari had announced plans to hold Senate oversight hearings because of the delays in getting this up and running after approval. Cottari said he still plans to hold hearings to look at ways to cut the price tag for medical and recreational marijuana and promote diversity in the industry. Expectations as far as numbers, projections, annual projections, 130,000 cannabis patients, about 836 recreational customers in New Jersey, which put about 12% of the population of the state. They also expect another 788,000, they call them tourism consumers, from outside New Jersey to come in to pick up the pot. And yes, there will be sales taxes involved in all this. Adult use marijuana sales will be subject to the state sales tax of 6.625% and an additional, it's called a social justice excise fee, which is a flat tax between $10 and $60, which will increase as the price of marijuana decreases. Between 60 and 87% of all tax revenue will go to designated, they're called impact zones, towns or cities, large populations who also have high rates of crime, unemployment, history of marijuana possession arrests. Municipalities as well, they have the option of adding a 2% local tax to marijuana sales within their borders, which has been almost universally adopted by towns who are going to be allowing retail marijuana sales. Mentioned Senate President Scutari before. He was so mad with the delay he was going to hold special legislative hearings to check it all out. He said, these delays are totally unacceptable. We need to get the legal marijuana market up and running in New Jersey. Yeah, we weren't asked recently whether any hearings are being planned to investigate the COVID-linked deaths at state-operated veterans' homes. Nothing from Scutari. No, literally nothing. He said, I don't have an opinion on it at this point. I don't have a position at this point that I'm going to put out. So he shut up. Marijuana sales for Scutari, that's a priority. Finding out the facts behind the numerous COVID-linked deaths at New Jersey state-operated veterans' homes, that he's got nothing to say about. Wonderful.